This is a moment of quiet, but it's not a moment of inactivity. It's a moment when we are reminded of our own sense of belonging to one another and belonging to God and the power of prayer as we share it with each other. So the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Today we celebrate having discovered the real value of life, the excitement of joy of living, even though we must pray through a fog of threat and discontent. We can celebrate the zest for life because the presence of God gives us challenge and assurance. The challenge is to take control of all that is harmful and not assume we are stuck in the dark side. And the assurance is, as the psalmist says, when all hell breaks loose, I am calm and fearless. We know the threats by a variety of names: war, poverty, prejudice, illness, hatred, violence against the innocent, clan wars, religious rivalries, and harm in the name of religion. But we thank you that we have the faith to go out like those who first went with you, without provisions, trusting only in the call that they received. We know the feeling of going up against odds with no security, because many will tell us that what we are doing is silly and unworkable. We know better. Our assurance is this: when the time comes, we will not be defeated, although many will not believe the power of the gospel. We will, despite that, by the command of your authority, bring the prophetic word. We will shake off mistaken beliefs, attitudes, and concepts. Thanks be to you for reassuring us that your direction produces beneficial results, even when we struggle for lack of faith. We make this audacious claim. Our faith tells us that you want only the best for your creation. We will offer ourselves to follow your orders and will do so with grateful spirit. Let us not be counted with those who have turned aside from your protective presence to the detriment of family, friends, community, and the world. Rather, let us be counted as those who affirm both the value and the risk of accepting your love. We have specific examples of those in our presence who have taken the risk to be faithful to you beyond material rewards. We give thanks today for Phyllis Brody and Connie Borgianini, whose contributions have gone far beyond titles. We have all been enriched through them. And while we give thanks for them, we also know that there are myriad employees, professionals, and volunteers who spread the good news through their desire to follow Christ. Our community of faith, all of us together, offer prayers for those who need our committed encouragement. Now let's pray silently, knowing that our God will hear the names of those whom we present for God's healing spirit.